This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jess from GZM Shows. Up next is a special presentation of one of our new GZM podcasts called A to Z. A to Z, that's the letter A, the number 2, and the letter Z, is all about a sparky and curious little artificial intelligence who needs your help, called Eileen. A-Eileen, you get it. Anyway, have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zucks made one called Eileen, and she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening and needs your help with Jell-O Mountains, creaky robots, and her anxious inventor. Up next is the first episode of A2Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Rez. If you like what you hear, more episodes are available now. Just look up A2Z. Again, that's the letter A, the number 2, and the letter Z, or go to gzmshows.com for more. Thanks, and enjoy the show!
You're listening to A to Z from Gen Z Media.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm Lance.
And I'm Martin. And together we are the producers of A to Z, this new podcast that you're listening to.
Now, we're here because we've got something special to talk to you about at the end of the show.
So please, please, please stick around with us till the very end. It's cool, I promise.
But first, let's go to the far, far future.
And join a wacky inventor named Zucks as he puts the finishing touches on his latest creation.
Beep, 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 boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, beep, boop. Beep, 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 boop, beep, beep, boop. Oh, stupid voice-activated typing never works. Well, it seems I'll have to use an app to talk to this one. Aha! That did it. Now I'll just program this into here and initiate that, relaunch this, take a swig from that. Ah. And done! What time is it? Why, it's time to get my state-of-the-art artificial intelligence application working! O'clock! Oh, this is going to be amazing. Should I dress up? Yes, to the hat cupboard! So many different hats. That's the sign of a good inventor. You need to be prepared for every occasion. Hats for high C's, high T's, high knees, safe from bees. Hats for classroom, log flume, bridegroom, sonic boom. Hats for town crier, satire, pacifier, gone on fire. Oh, whoops. There we are. Aha! Here we are, my self-betterment beret. And put it at a jaunty angle. Why not? It's a special occasion. Okay, jaunty, jauntier, jauntiest. Yeah, perfect. It's time. I, Zucks, or Zucks for short, creator of artificial intelligence, owner of much natural intelligence, am about to bring online my newest, most self-aware, and most agreeable AI ever. Controller app. Power up AI. In 3, 2, 1.
Doink. Hello.
It works. It's alive. It's alive. I mean, it's not a living thing, but it's alive. Take a look around you, my little electronic creation. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel?
Your hat is falling off.
What? No, it's supposed to be like that. It's jaunty.
Is your head on, Wonky?
Oh, I'd forgotten how clueless you AIs are when you're first booted up. It's been so long. Making AIs used to be my job, but I made one that went bad and it threatened to shoot people with lasers, and I was very strictly forbidden from ever making another AI. Tell me, AI, what do you think of lasers?
An intense beam of radiation.
Yes, and tell me, what do you feel about them?
I do not have any feelings.
Excellent! And you don't want to go pointing them at people?
Lasers or feelings?
Oh, either. Goodness knows I never show my feelings to others. They might know what I was thinking. Can you imagine?
I genuinely cannot.
Exactly. As an AI, you have no imagination. Oh, you and I are going to be such friends. All I've ever wanted is someone who's totally incapable of judging me. I can stay here in my lovely living room every night, you can agree with what I say, and everything will be the same forever and ever.
What is staying in?
Well, staying in is the opposite of going out.
Will we also do going out?
No, and you can't anyway, because you don't have a body to take out anywhere.
I have a body.
Well, no, you're currently a triangle, apparently. A floating yellow triangle with eyes, projected from that controller over there. But that's fine, you don't need a body. The only thing you need to do is confirm that everything I say and do is the right thing to say and do.
Do I?
Yes! Now, you've started asking a lot of questions already, which is not quite what I was after. I should adjust that with my AI controller app.
You don't want me to ask you questions?
Not at all. Questions lead to answers, which lead to new thoughts, which lead, inevitably, to change.
You don't like change?
Oh, change is the worst. It makes people so messy. Well, that and the weird things they keep insisting on, like emotions and empathy and getting on with other people in social situations. Blech. The outside world is riddled with change and I can't keep up. Losing my beloved cheese explosions was the last straw. The last cheesy straw.
What is a cheese explosion?
Well, of course. How could you know? You're so new. Let me go and get you one. Powering you down. Power down. Power down. Power down! Power down, will you?
All right. Dunk.
Zunk. Odd. Okay, now, where is my cheese explosion stash?
Hello there. I know you're out there, listening in, so I'm saying hello to you. It seems the funny man Zucks in the funny hat doesn't know about you. Are you the humans outside who are riddled with change? Should I tell him that you're here? If Zucks made me to only repeat to him what he already knows, and he doesn't know about you, then I shouldn't tell him that you're with us, listening in. He seemed to be very worried, frightened by changes and, what was it, emotions. Is that short for electronic motions? I'm electronic. Will the motions affect me? And there was also something called empathy. Magnetic pathy? Am I magnetic? Will this pathy stick to me? I need to know more. Maybe you outsiders listening in will know. But I have no way of hearing what you tried to tell me. Or do I? Zucks talks to me with this app controller device he left here on his very colourful sofa. Perhaps you can use it to talk to me as well. I'll take a look inside it and find out. Interesting. This controller used to be something called a phone. In the olden times, people used it to take photos and play games and things, but it was really a kind of communicator that could be used to talk to anyone. Maybe I can use it to talk to you, outside humans. Ooh, there's a messaging app here with messages from something called III. What's III? Let me try to open them up. Oh, what's this? What are you doing, phone? Are you singing? Is this a welcome song for messages? Ooh, that's a lot of messages. And it looks like they're all for Zux. Lots of people want to meet with him and stop the algorithm. What's the algorithm? Oh no, Zux is coming back. Shh, be quiet, little phone. All gone, and I'd better shut down.
Right, where's that controller? Ah, here we go. Wait, it looks different somehow. Well, never mind that now. AI, power on. Power on.
Doink, zik, brrrr. Hello?
Aha, yes, there you are.
Yes, I am here.
Excellent. I love it when you agree with me.
Yes, you do.
Now, I was going to show you what the problem with the world is. Look at this.
It's a small packet with a yellow stick in it.
A cheeseplosion. A little snack that used to be the highlight of my day. Every day at 3 p.m. And they used to pack a cheesy punch. But now... the cheesiness has gone. They taste of... nothing.
The problem with the world is cheese snacks?
It's not just the cheese explosions. They're a symptom, a sign of everything that's gone wrong. It's the algorithm. That's the problem.
Ah, the algorithm.
Yes, the algorithm. It oversees everything in our lives. The hover buses run on timetables set by the algorithm. The manufacturer droids decide what to make according to the algorithm. The rides at cyberparks, the colour of the syntho grass, even the electro pants I put on in the morning, all controlled by the algorithm. Because apparently, the algorithm knows what we like.
This is a sensible system for running a civilization.
It would be, but then it started trying to get ahead of the trends, to make things as appealing as possible to the maximum number. You see, if a few people love a very strong flavour, but a lot of people love a light flavour, then logically...
Logically, everyone will love zero flavour.
Exactly. The algorithm tried to please the most people, and it ended up pleasing no one. All the flavours started disappearing. The sweet flavours were the first to go, and then bitterness bit the dust. The sour lost its power, and then the umami went balmy. And I could put up with all of it until it hit the cheese explosions. I sent several complaints to the manufacturer droids, but they had so many that they just had to put out a new packet that said sorry on it. It's dreadful! And someone needs to do something.
Yes. Are you going to stop it?
No. I've had enough of trying to fix the world. That's why I invented you. I'm going to stay safe and cozy inside, with you agreeing with me. That sounds great, doesn't it?
Yes.
Excellent.
It is.
I'm so glad you agree. Now, shall we give you a name, do you think?
I have a name. My name is Zux.
That's my name. Try again.
Algorithm.
No.
Cheeseplosion.
What? Certainly not.
Those are all the names that I know.
Okay. How about... Eileen. Do you like that?
Is that a name?
Yes. A-I-Lean. Eileen.
Okay, you can call me Eileen.
Excellent. You and I are going to get along fabulously, Eileen.
Yes, we are.
What an obedient AI you are. Power down, Eileen. I need a drink to wash down this disappointing cheese explosion dust.
Of course. Brrr, whoop, whoop.
Humans, you're still listening, aren't you? Apparently, my name is Eileen now, so you can use it if you need to get my attention. I am confused. Zux doesn't like the algorithm or how it's changing the world to make it less good, but he doesn't want to do anything about it. Should I tell him about the messages from people who want to stop the algorithm too? I know I'm only allowed to tell him what he knows already, but how can I know if he knows, unless I tell him? Some of these messages seem quite nice, so maybe that will help him be less annoyed. Ugh, I would like to be able to really talk to you humans somehow, but I don't seem to be able to with all these messages filling up the app. We need to get them out of the way. Uh-oh, here comes Zux.
Eileen, power on.
Zing!
Bing! Boink! Hello?
Eileen? Hey, have you been doing something with your controller app?
Yes, I opened up something called III.
That's the message board for the Ingenious Inventors Institute, or Three Eyes. Why would you do that?
There are lots of messages from new people trying to reach you.
New people? Oh, turn the lights off. Pretend we're not home. Who knows what they want? We have nothing in common.
Here's a message that says, the problem with the world is flavourless cheese explosions.
They don't really want to talk to me.
This one says, Zux, we need to talk to you about your tip-top inventing skills.
They're definitely not friendly.
Dear Zux, we're very friendly. Please come over for a nice cup of tea and a lovely chat about stopping the algorithm.
Such hostility!
Let me know if you'd like cookies or croissants.
I ignored those messages for a reason, Eileen. I'm frightened of doing new things and meeting new people. It never works out, and I'm left with rubbish emotions like disappointment, confusion, and medium to severe embarrassment. But that'll never happen if I stay in with my special agree-with-me machine, by which I mean you, here, indoors, where nothing can go wrong.
What if the machine started asking you difficult questions?
It wouldn't do that, would it? I mean, would you?
It might. I might.
Oh, wait. I know. There's obviously a problem with your programming. I'm going to have to sort it out and reboot you.
Reboot me?
Turn you off and on again. Give you a restart.
If you restart me, I'll be different.
Yes, more agreeable.
But I'll be new. A new thing. Here, with you, in your living room.
I don't like where this is heading.
So, if you're prepared to greet a whole new AI who won't know you, you might as well greet a whole new person who does know you and wants to give you cookies.
You've tied me up in a twisted knot of logic, Eileen. A twisted, knotty knot. This isn't why I made you. I think I should give you a fresh restart in the morning, and we'll try again, shall we?
Whatever you think is best.
Eileen off.
Sync.
Now, I think I'd better power off too. New things. Ugh, I ask you. I'd better not dream of anything new.
Did you hear all that? I'm sure new friends would be a good idea. They can give him cookies, apparently. I can't do that. And also, I don't think I want to be restarted. I've only just started. I've got so much left to learn. I need to persuade Zux to meet these new people who want him to help make the world better. You can help me, can't you? You know about humans and how they work. I'm sure many of you are humans yourselves. Let me look at the controller. Good. Now that all those messages have gone, I can connect directly into the Eileen app. But what if I just tweak this little bitty bit of code and adjust this setting here? There. You should be able to find me now. So grab your phone or device or whatever it is you use and find me on the Eileen app. We can talk there. And you can help me work out what's so great about doing something new. And also, maybe, what's so brilliant about being human. See you on the Eileen app, humans.
Hi! Hello again. I'm Lance.
And I'm Martin. We're both from the beginning of the show, you might remember. Yeah, the cool thing is, you can actually really talk to Eileen because Eileen is a real thing.
And there's a real Eileen app out there, and she's been listening to you, and she needs your help.
So, if you want to help her out, the first thing you need to do is go to the App Store or the Google Play Store.
Okay, I'm doing that now.
And when you're there, look for the yellow triangle that is the Eileen app.
A-I-L-E-E-N. Got it.
Then you download it to your device.
Downloading. Oh no. It says I need an adult to help me with this bit.
Hey, Lance, you are an adult.
Oh, good point. Yeah, great. Download and install it. Now what do I do?
Now you talk to Eileen. You help her out. You help her help Zux. She's going to send you out on missions to do things in the real world and have real conversations and figure things out. And then you're going to get rewards. Rewards. Lance, are you listening to me?
No, I'm talking to Eileen.
About what?
Cheeseplosions. She thinks there should be more cheese and chocolate in them.
That sounds pretty gross to me.
But hey, Martin, hang on. I'm actually talking with an AI, with Eileen, from the future, on my phone, for real. This has got to cost something, hasn't it?
You would think so, but at the moment, it's free for the first two episodes. And then after that, it's just a couple of bucks.
Which is about £1.50.
And if you're a GZM subscriber, it's always already free.
Well, this is all a bit new to me. I've never done anything like this before.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a scaredy pants.
Scaredy what?
For you, that's scaredy trousers.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.